Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sports to the Max resumes. Brian Cosgrove is a Hall of Fame head basketball coach, Hopkins girls basketball for years now, assistant at Providence Academy, and always a fun guy to talk to about a number of different topics. And I don't mean to keep this one going on with heavy hearts, but last night he was a part of a game that had just that for a different reason, the loss of a parent who happened to be very active in basketball. And we will start there because it looked like it was quite a night. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on, Mike. Appreciate it.
Explain, you know, Edina against Providence Academy was promised to be a pretty good game, and it was a pretty good game. But, boy, the backdrop of it. Explain how this came together, and it was almost like fate last night that they would play each other on this date.
It was really a neat environment last night. The Edina folks and the Providence folks got together, and we celebrated the life of Robbie Miller, the father of Kira Miller, one of our players, who happened to be from the Edina community. And it was funny because when I was over at Hopkins and I would see this tall, really jovial and bubbly, but he always dressed in vibrant colors. Mm. And he was the head of the Edina Travel Basketball Association.
So you got to know him well over the years. You bumped into him a lot, huh?
I knew who he was.
Yeah.
And I knew he was a big Edina basketball supporter. But, you know, I never had the guts to go up and walk and talk to him and see what he was about. But he would come up to me, and he was such a friendly guy. And he was a Marquette University grad. And we would talk about the old days when Al McGuire was there and the cool uniforms that Marquette had at the time, where they had the jerseys untucked and all that sort of thing. So, I mean, we just hit it off. And then, lo and behold, his daughter's over at Providence when I go over there. And she's this amazing daughter, or amazing kid. And she had an old sister that graduated last year. And his wife worked at Providence. So it was just a really neat environment last night. And both teams and communities celebrated the life of Robbie Miller, just an amazing man.
And he just lost his life 2 days ago, right?
2 days ago, exactly.
Wow, and his daughter played the next night, huh?
Well, she's on the team because she's not playing because she's got a bad knee. She's
okay.
Going through a knee injury.
All right, she's on the roster. I gotcha.
Yep.
So. And what was it like in there? So really, both schools knew this man very well, which is very unusual. And the odds of the game being played the night after he passes, the head of the Edina Basketball Association and his daughter at Providence Academy, that this would be scheduled, you know, months ago, a year ago probably, and it would come together on this night. I mean, that's something, isn't it?
It was really something. And they did a moment of silence for him. And, you know, we were shaking hands after the game, and all the Edina girls gave Kira a hug afterwards, and it was really cool to see. It was just really a neat environment. I was really happy to be part of it.
One of those nights where you're just so proud of the kids in the communities that they get it and they understand the moment, huh?
Exactly, and you could see with Kira how she was embracing the night. It was just a really, like I said, it was really, I was really fortunate to be part of it.
And for those not familiar, that means, you know, she played in the Edina Association growing up throughout and then went to Providence later, and her dad a part of both. So all those Edina kids, she knew.
Oh, without a doubt. And they were all giving her a hug after the game. And it was a tough game for Edina. It was a tough game for Providence. You know, fortunately, we came out on top. But I'll tell you what, the Edina program was classy as all get out, and they were very cognizant of the fact that, you know, Kara lost her father, and they were very sympathetic to that. And all the while, you know, kind of embracing her.
Oh, man. That, I mean, those bring tears to my eyes, just as you say it, Kaz. And obviously, this, you know, to have communities that recognize it and be able to do it like that. Let's talk a little girls basketball. You mentioned, you know, you got your storied career as a coach at Hopkins and now helping out at Providence Academy. But Paige Beckers has been injured. Do we know when she's coming back?
What I've been told is that she's going to be back sometime near the end of February, which is just ideal for UConn, because I've seen a couple press conferences by Coach Ariyama. He just can't wait to get her back. So, and from all indications that she's going to be ready to go.
Caitlin Clark, who the Gophers play against tonight from Iowa, gets mentioned sometimes in the same breath. Is that fair?
How do I say this?
You're Paige's coach.
You know, I'm just going to say, I think Paige is the best I've ever seen. I really do. Uh-huh. I think she's the best I've ever seen. She makes everyone around her better. She's like an amazing teammate. She shoots the ball. I mean, she was a 53% three-point shooter. And she was
53?
Like, yeah, 7-8-1 assist to turnover ratio. All right. And she was an amazing defensive player. Everybody used to, we used to give her, you know, hard time because we say, you know, you got to get better defensively. Let me tell you, she was our charge leader. She would take probably, I bet you she took close to 25, 30 charges last year, or her senior year at Hopkins. Yeah. I mean, just an amazing, amazing player.
Explain why. I mean, because she's not 6'3", and she's not, you know, she's not like stocky strong. She's kind of skinny. What did she do? How did this happen?
Well, she's one of these instinctive athletes. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, and he's nothing special, but yet he's just got it, right? And Paige just had it. She could pass the ball. She put in a ton of time. She worked on her game. Don't kid yourself. She worked on her game as hard as anybody. But she was born with some inherent genetic thing that it just made her a great basketball player. You know, Coach Novak, who I just worship the ground he walks on, and the life according to Novak, and he said that she could play for him. She said, you know, she just had that instinctive ability to make everyone else around her better.
Kaz, we were having this conversation the other night, and I want to get your take on it, because we're talking about that kind of mixture in this day and age. You have so much access, kids do, to personal trainers in all sports, not just basketball. And at least if you live in the metro, you have access to coaches and programs and places you can go and work on your skills, which is incredibly important. And then you've got another piece of it, which is just unstructured pickup games where you can be creative and you can, you know, live your dream and have fun and you know, it doesn't count, so you can take chances, all those things. What's the mix or the marriage there to develop a kid in terms of how much of it is that fundamental skill development with a trainer or something like that, and how much of it, you know, do they need to have just unstructured play?
Well, that's the thing that, you know, I learned from Coach Novak, is he said, you know, kids need to learn how to play in terms of, you know what, you're going to go out and you're not going to be coached. You're going to have to adapt and learn how to play against good players and play against bad players and those kinds of things. You know, there's so many personal trainers out there. I mean, it's actually very difficult for kids, because if you think about it, there's some kids that have their AAU coach in their ear, they've got their parents in their ear, they've got their high school coach in their ear, and they've got their personal trainer in their ear. That's a lot of different opinions coming at you.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, it's just a ton. So when you think about it, you got to really tread lightly on some of this stuff, because you have to be sympathetic to what they're being surrounded by.
And then there's the other variable, and that's their teammates. And their teammates tell them what they're supposed to be, too, for better or worse sometimes, you know?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And you know what? I will say this. The thing that I've learned throughout this thing over all these years is this thing that we do, coaching, it's about the relationships. It really is. And you really want to be cognizant and in tune with your players and how they're feeling and how they're reacting on, you know, any given day. And, you know, if you look at the Robbie Miller thing last night, that was huge from the standpoint. This was all about relationships.
All about relationships.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to take with us at the end anyway. But Brian Cosgrove is our guest, Hall of Fame basketball coach, talking about what happened last night, but also what it's about right now to coach, to play, all those things. Coswin, you know, did it take you a while to figure that out? And does it take most coaches a while to figure it out and to have the faith and the trust to say, if I put time into relationships more so than worrying so much about X's and O's, I'll get a better product and I'll get a better kid and the kid will have a better experience?
Well, one of the things, I kind of learned it on the fly, and here's how I learned it. I'll never forget, it was 2004, and Leslie Knight was a senior at Hopkins. And, you know, I was with Coach Novak for a long time, and he's been winning all these ball games and titles and all that. You know, it was finally my chance to try and win a state championship. It was 2004, we're playing for it. And I'll never forget, and we beat Lakeville North by about 17 or 18. And when the final horn was going off, I was like, I was happy, but yet emotions came over me. I was really sad because I lost a great group of seniors. They were moving on. And they had been such a part of the program because I had coached them for 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
Saw them grow up from, you know, little girls to young ladies, and now they were going on to other aspects of their lives. And I realized, you know what, this winning the state championship, it's cool, but I'm sad because I'm not going to be with these kids on a daily basis. And I learned that from my high school coach, that, you know what, this is about relationships, and you know what, you can always be part of their life, but to work with them on a daily basis and go through the positives as well as the negatives and the adversity on how you handle things, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And I look back on this and I kind of go, you know what, that's what I miss more than anything else, is the relationships that we had at Hopkins, and now I'm developing those at Providence. So it's just been a real learning experience.
Do you as a coach try to tap into when you can see somebody's down? Or I mean, how do you decide when you go, boy, we need to talk, so to speak?
Well, you can kind of see it in their face on a daily basis, and, you know, you see how they interact with their teammates and coaches, and you want to be there for them. You don't want to force yourself on them or anything like that, but if you always want to let them know that you have an open-door policy. Call me 24/7, whatever you need, I'm there for you. And, you know, you want to make sure you're cognizant of the fact that maybe they just want to be alone, but if they want to talk, your door is always open. You have my cell phone number. Let's talk, or, you know, if you need some help from somebody that has a, you know, better idea of how to handle things than me myself, I will try to hook you up with that person. So, you know, you just try to do the best you can.
When you obviously had a lot of college coaches come to you, and a lot of your kids got scholarships and all those things. Without naming names necessarily, but what would you look for in a college coach to figure out if they're going to be best for one of your kids?
I use my, you know what, here's the thing. The guy that I know and trust more than anybody else is my buddy Ted Reverso over at Augsburg, right?
Sure.
And he was a coach at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, and he's winning at Augsburg. Yeah, go ahead.
He's winning at Augsburg. And I was like, you know what? He's as trustworthy as you can be. And he's not one of these guys that's going to move from job to job or job, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, you just got to, once again, it gets down to relationships. Can you trust this guy? Is he selling you, is he or she selling you a bill of goods? You know, there was a number of times where I'd have a coach come in and say, oh, yeah, you need to come to so-and-so, and then a year later he's at another school or she's at another school saying, oh, yeah, we really want to recruit the best players here, so we need you to come here. I'm like, really? Hmm. To me, it's used car salesman stuff. And, you know, the people that I trusted throughout this process is that people like Ted that you knew were going to be at a place We're honest as the day is long, good people, those types of things. And they've been at a place for a long period of time.
So for the kid that's going to play, and this is any level of college, Division III, II, or I, but if it's important to them, they're going to go play it and put that much time into it in college, what would you tell them or their parents about how you know, because what you have to remember is, of course, these coaches, this is the 100th player that they've recruited, but it's the first time the kid has been recruited, so they don't know. It's coming at them, you know, in different waves. What do you tell them in terms of how to figure it out?
Well, I tell them flat out this. Understand this, whether it's Division III, II, or I, it's going to be a lot of work. All right? It makes the high school season look like a cakewalk. It really does. You're going to be away from home, and your friends are going out to throw the frisbee, and you got to go to practice. Or your friends are going on winter break, and you're going to go be at two-a-days. So understand this, it's going to be a lot of work. But it can also take you to places that you might not get the chance to go to, or once again, you develop those relationships through the good times and bad times with either the coaches or your teammates, those sorts of things. You know, it's all across the country now. I mean, it was really a unique situation for me, but I have those relationships that I developed through basketball, as well as, you know, McAllister was quite a diverse community, and you had people from all over. So, you grow up. You certainly grow up quickly, that's for sure. And then enjoy it. Enjoy your time, because it goes by quickly.
When a kid gets there, and I'm sure you got this call from the kid that goes on to college, and they call you up and they say, "Coach, I'm just miserable right now." And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, it might be that their time hasn't come yet where they can play. You know, they're not all Paige Beckers, etc. How do you work with them on should you stay with it at that school or not?
Well, you know, that's a tough call. I mean, you don't really know what's going on. I would try, if somebody said that to me, I'd probably try to get a hold of their coach and see what's going on. And figure out if it's a place that's going to be a good fit for them. You never want somebody to stay if they're miserable someplace. I mean,
and yet sometimes it's not about being. It's about maybe one more year and you won't be miserable, right? I mean, it's a tough thing to figure out sometimes.
It really is. There's no book on this. There just isn't. You know, you try to make the best decision, and sometimes it's a good fit, and sometimes it's not. You know, I get back to Leslie Knight. You know, she went to the University of Minnesota. Mind you, this was a 2,000-point scorer and missed basketball. And for the first 2 years of her career, she played 36 minutes in 2 years. 36 minutes.
Nobody remembers that, do they?
Exactly. And she stuck with it and then went on to have a great career at the University of Minnesota. Actually, she just retired from
playing overseas
in Spain.
Yep. Yep.
And she's pregnant, and she's just going to be a mom now. But, I mean, you just don't know. But she had the, you know, intestinal fortitude to hang with it. That's the type of kid she was. Some kids can't deal with that. You know, they just can't. So that's why you have 1,000 kids in the transfer portal nowadays.
Yeah. Last question. You know, you look at Hopkins right now, many of these kids you coached when they were underclassmen, and, you know, 4 or 5 Division I's, whatever it is. Do you, when you're on a really good team like that, do college coaches care much about statistics, or do they just watch them play and they can figure it out? Because obviously not everybody's can score 20 points a game, even though they could score 20 points a game when you have a great team.
Right. I mean, I will tell you this, in my humble opinion, I don't want to set Coach Starks up or anything like that, but she's got probably one of the best teams the state's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And anything can happen on any given night. Believe me, I know that better than anyone. You know, you're not going to be like Amaya Battle. Amaya Battle is so unselfish and such a great teammate. She could score probably 25, 30 a night if she was the only person on her team, but she makes her teammates better. I mean, you've got, you know, Najee, who's getting 25, 30 a night. She's a McDonald's All-American. You've got Nunu Agara, who's going to Stanford. All right, you've got Taylor Woodson, who's going to Michigan, you know, and you've got Liv McGill, who's being recruited by, and you've got AC Contreras, who blew out her, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was with her the other day. We're going to do a story on her, and she was a Division I trending as, right?
Oh, she was one of the fastest kids in the state. I mean, she just was. And you got Kelly Boyle, who comes off the bench. I mean, you've got a ton of talent on one team, And the beautiful thing about that team is they really like each other. They're all great kids, and they're all amazing students. Every one of them is like about a 3.5 to 4.0 student.
They I wonder what that would feel like.
Yeah, they achieve beyond the basketball court.
And they got big Al Nunes there, some in the hallway the other day, making sure everybody gets to class on time. It was fun to see Al. Hey, Kosh, thank you so much. Ran out of time. You're such a credit to the sport and to high school sports in general, all that you've done and all that you continue to do. And we just appreciate your perspectives all the time. You're a great man, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Mike. I appreciate you, and I just love listening to you every night. And you know what? You're the best, buddy. I love you to pieces. Take care.
Back at you, buddy. Brian Cosgrove, News Talk 830 WCCO, back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.